We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, along with my good friend, Miss Sammy Quiggins. Miss Sammy, how are you today?
Well, I'm pretty good, but I tell you, all this pollen in the air, my nose is stopped up. If we sound a little muffled, it's because you got a frog in your throat. I got pollen in my sinuses.
We've kind of rolled into sneezing season, haven't we?
I know. We're bad, aren't we? I'm glad spring's here anyway. So I got a spring dish here. So Lent season. What about some salmon croquettes?
Okay.
How does that sound?
It sounds good.
The recipe I was looking at, and I usually don't use a recipe, so I'm just going to advise. The recipe I was looking at is the Blue Boar salmon croquettes. My recipe is much simpler, so I'm going to just give you my recipe. How's that?
Okay.
Take a can of salmon, and if you want to, you can put a little chopped onion and 1.5 cups crushed saltine crackers, a couple of eggs, and then if it's kind of dry, you can add a tablespoon of milk. And then some people then dip them in maybe in milk and roll them in crushed cracker crumbs or cracker meal before they fry them. But I don't do that. I just mix all that up together, the salmon and the egg and the crushed crackers. And as I say, if you want to put a little onion in it, or, and I've known people do a little chopped green pepper, but I usually don't do that. I just crush up my crackers usually with my hands and take my can of salmon. And the recipe say drain the liquid from the salmon, but I don't do that. I like that juice to kind of flavor those crackers. And then put your eggs in there and a little milk if it's dry, and just mix all that up together with a fork. And then usually some of the recipes say too to put it in the refrigerator and let it chill before you make the patties. I'm always running on the last leg, so then I just take and make it into patties like a hamburger, like you would, and have my oil a little hot in that skillet and fry them. Raleigh liked me to make them really small because he liked the crust on them. And I usually make them pretty small and fry them, you know, till they're pretty crusty. I like cream peas with them. And I'll just take a little flour and butter and brown that in a skillet and put some milk in it and make a cream sauce. And then put in either frozen peas or a can of drained canned peas. And to me, that was something Mama used to fix with salmon croquettes. And so I thought I always had to have them for that. And sometimes she had mac and cheese with them, too. You know how when we grew up, you had certain things together all the time.
Absolutely. And I don't know that I ever had creamed peas with salmon.
Creamed peas are, you know, if you've got fresh peas, when I lived on a farm and we had a garden, we raised fresh peas, green peas. And you talk about good. They're really good.
Okay.
But that was something that Mama fixed sometime, and I fixed that a lot of times with them. Listen, you had a fancy meal this week, didn't you?
I did. I was very impressed. We went someplace we had never been before to a kind of a special presentation they had. There is a place in New Albany, Indiana called Mesa, a collaborative kitchen. Their website describes it as a unique dining experience for everyone, a state-of-the-art collaborative kitchen restaurant featuring demonstrations by Southern Indiana and Louisville's established and aspiring chefs. And the night that we went, they were doing a Maker's Mark featured presentation pairing cocktails with courses, and everything was also prepared with Maker's Mark bourbon.
Sounds wonderful. You got to watch them cook it, didn't you,
They cook it right there in front of you. That's part of it. They will seat, I think, up to 24 people, and it's kind of at a bar setting with the kitchen behind the bar, and everything they do is designed to be watched by the patrons. You get a chance to learn. You get a chance to ask questions. The chefs all have on microphones into the sound system. They'll just tell you about what they're doing and show you how to prepare the meal. It was great. I absolutely loved it and would go back in a heartbeat.
Well, I think something like that's really interesting. I have been to a tasting or a time or two, and then once in New Orleans, it wasn't a tasting, but I was at K. Paul's, and our table was just outside the kitchen with a great big window where I could watch them cook in there.
Right.
And I enjoyed that immensely. And then I went to a chef's tasting at Tony York's at Glendale one night. Our family went, and they cooked all these things, and we watched them cook, and they gave us small plates, you know, where they said small. After the first two or three things, and I think he had 20 things, I was stuffed to the gills.
Well, we had a three-course meal. The chef was Scott Dickinson, and he did a fantastic job. The first course was fried blue cheese, and you take crumbled blue cheese, roll it into a ball, and then roll it in panko breadcrumbs, and then he deep-fried it, and while he was doing that, he prepared bourbon pearl onions and a mushroom salad. that kind of gave a nice counterbalance to that bitterness of the blue cheese. But you had the deep fried blue cheese ball. That was your appetizer. The main course was old fashioned pork loin with an orange rubbed pork loin in a bourbon cherry glaze, then roast potatoes and bitter greens. And then for dessert, bourbon bacon bread pudding with caramel sauce.
Nasty, wasn't it?
It was just a chore to eat, Miss Sam.
I know it was. You said I'd just bring me a very small serving.
You know, I am a big fan of bread pudding. This was one of the best I have ever had. The chef, Scott Dickinson, is actually preparing to open a restaurant there off the square in Corydon, Indiana.
That's great.
I'm looking forward to him being out there. That's not a long drive at all, and I'm looking forward to see what he does there.
Well, that's really handy for us here, too.
Absolutely. And on top of all this, they were pairing cocktails with each course of the meal. They had the brand diplomat from Maker's Mark, a gentleman by the name of Thomas Bolton. He knows his bourbons back and forth. He was using regular Maker's Mark. He was using cask strength Maker's Mark and Maker's Mark 46. And he showed you how to use those and how to pair them with each dish. It was an excellent meal, an excellent evening. It started about 7 o'clock and ended about 10. So you weren't rushed. You had a chance to enjoy every course, to ask questions, and get to know some of the people that were sitting around you, too.
Well, you know, I've been reading a book about, well, of course, my nephew went to Italy. My family's all been to Italy but me. But that's what they do every night. They don't eat dinner till late. It takes them about 2 hours. You know, we're so used to running in and grabbing something quick.
Well, we are guilty of that. We tend to eat on the run as an American society, and other cultures kind of string it out, and I think it's probably better for you, and you probably get to enjoy your meal more.
Well, and you probably don't really eat as much because you really just stuff it in when you're in a hurry, you know,
right.
You just grab up and eat. I mean, I know I do. If you're with people and something's going on, you take your time.
Absolutely. Now, Miss Sammy, what else do you have for us today?
Well, because we've had all this, I'm just going to give one more. I've got a baked peach pudding. That sounds good, doesn't it?
It does.
It's 2 cups peeled and sliced raw peaches, and you can use frozen peaches, or if you have a good quality canned peaches, you know, you can drain them and use that. And I have made it with canned peaches, and it is good. And your batter is 3/4 cup sugar, 4 tablespoons butter, 1 cup of all-purpose flour, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, and 1/2 cup of milk. That's your batter. And then your topping is 1 cup of sugar, 1 tablespoon of cornstarch, 1/4 teaspoon salt, and 1 cup of boiling water. Preheat your oven to 325, and you arrange the peach slices in the bottom of an 8x8x2-inch pan, you know, an 8-inch cake pan. And to make your batter, you cream together sugar and butter and sift together your dry ingredients and add them to the cream mixture, alternating with the milk. And you spread that over the fruit. And after you do that, you mix your sugar with your cornstarch and salt and sift it over the top of the batter. And pour the boiling water over all of it. And bake at 325 degrees for 50 minutes. And it says serve it warm with cream or ice cream if desired. And why would you not desire?
Absolutely. Well, that sounds delicious.
It is. It's really easy. It sort of kind of reminds you of bread pudding, you know.
A little bit.
Batter baked. And
sure.
When you're talking about bread pudding, made me think about this. And then that sugar and cornstarch over the top of the batter kind of makes it a little crusty on top.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted to, you could put a little cinnamon or something else in there, too, you know. You always doctor stuff up. You know how that is.
Oh, yes.
You might even be able to put a little bourbon in some of that if you wanted to.
Well, I guess you could.
I bet Maker's Mark would figure out how, don't you?
I bet they would, and I would be willing to bet that Thomas Bolton would probably have that recipe for us.
I bet he would.
All right, well, Miss Sammy, I guess that's going to bring us to the end of today's show. Tell them what we always tell them.
You know, folks, you can't ever trust a skinny cook.